Good morning again, brother.
Okay, yeah, turn it down. I'll turn it down. You got it. You good?
Speaker this morning?
Yes, this morning.
This is good.
Así que estamos muy preparados.
So we are really prepared.
Yeah. Gracias a Dios por los hermanos que tienen esta habilidad para traducir.
We give thanks to the Lord for the brethren that have this ability to translate. It's easy.
Un hermano que tiene que tener un cerebro muy avanzado.
He needs to have a really advanced brain.
Porque tiene que estar en dos cosas a la misma vez.
He has to do two things at the same time. So the brother wasn't here, so I have to be here.
Esta mañana vamos a continuar con Romanos. Creo que me tocó el último parte del capítulo.
We're going to continue with Romans. I think I have to do the last part of chapter 11.
Y vamos a leer tres versos, capítulo 11, verso 33.
So we're going to read the last part in chapter 11, verse 33 to the 35.
La palabra del Señor dice de la siguiente manera.
Let's leave, read the word for you.
Oh, profundidad de la riqueza, de la sabiduría y de la ciencia de Dios. Cuán incontables son tus juicios e inescrutables tus caminos. Porque, ¿quién entendió la mente del Señor? ¿O quién fue tu consejero? ¿O quién le dio a él primero para que le fuese recompensado? Porque de él y para él y por él y para él son todas las cosas. A él sea la gloria por los siglos. Amén.
Both the death of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be the glory forever. Amen.
There's
nothing more to add here.
¿Qué podría decir?
What else could I say?
Pablo lo dijo todo.
Paul has said everything.
Él está admirado por la grandeza infinita.
He is really astonished at such a great.
Pablo comienza con una frase, dice en el texto, oh.
Paul starts with this phrase, I like it, he said, oh. He's really astonishing. He's lost in any way. He's never been higher than this
moment.
How wonderful is God? Let me tell you this story.
Hace tiempo atrás, un músico encontró una canción en los escombros.
Some time ago, a musician found a song in the ruins of a destroyed house.
Era un pequeño librito. Cuando él abrió, encontró una canción.
Was this little book? And when he opened it, in there was one song.
Y en la parte de abajo tenía un pequeño comentario.
Underneath, again, he had a little footnote.
Y decía lo siguiente.
And it says the following.
Esta canción,
this song,
solo se puede tocar de la piel, solo se puede tocar con tres instrumentos.
You can only play it with three instruments.
Uno es el piano.
One is the piano.
El otro es el violín.
The other one is the violin.
Y el otro es la guitarra.
And the last one is the guitar.
Y dice solo así, encontrarán el sentido más alto de esta canción.
Only this way you're going to find the higher sense of peace.
Cuenta la historia de este hombre.
So the story goes that this man, he tried to play this song with different
instruments.
He spent months and months trying to play.
Sin embargo, no encontró el sentido más alto de esta canción.
He never came to find real sense of this song. He remembered that he had two other people who were musicians. He came to them.
Y le comentó esta canción el comentario.
So he showed them the song and the commentary.
Entonces la Biblia dice, bueno, pero ¿por qué no te lo ha hecho el escritor?
But his friend told him, why don't we do as the author of the song said?
Trajeron la guitarra.
So they brought the guitar.
Trajeron el piano. Y trajeron el piano. Y comenzaron a tocar.
They started playing the song.
No fue fácil al momento.
It wasn't easy at first.
No te encontraste con la música, con lo mejor, con el maestro pico de la música.
Y they couldn't find the music.
Pero fueron meses y meses.
They found months and months. 6 months later,
la canción estaba lista para estar tocada.
Some were ready to be played.
Y yo no sabía realmente a qué agresión me sentía más tanto que ellos percibían de ella.
They were the only people that could really feel the highest sense of this song.
Los invitados continuamente se volvieron bien.
But they were invited to a concert.
En el concierto había muchos conjuntos de muchas personas ahí representadas.
But there was a lot of people in the concert.
Pasando la segunda, la tercera, la cuarta y la quinta.
There were many people performing in the concert. So the first thing, the first performance, the second, the third, the fifth.
Y el público estaba ahí, escuchando, escuchando música tras música.
The audience was there, listening to all this music. But they kept this band for last. They didn't have much confidence in them, really. Because they had told them the story of the
el significado de esta canción.
But they were believing it, but really the meaning of this.
Cuando llegó el grupo de ellos,
so finally when they turned,
ahí estaba el violín.
There was the violin.
Ahí estaba la guitarra.
There was the guitar.
Y ahí estaba el piano.
And there was the piano.
Cuando comenzó a tocar la canción,
so when they started playing the song, so the was
astonished.
Between applause and reaction, they were saying,
¿qué música esta?
What music?
Nunca hemos visto, nunca hemos escuchado esta música.
We have such music.
Y todo el público ahí.
And everybody there.
Admirado.
So we have Paul here really astonished with the greatness of God. Paul is saying here really is this God. There was another meeting with the grace of God
spoke.
He was taken to the third heaven, and where he heard unspeakable things that man is going to say. To find out what grace means when he was doing something that he knew was what God wanted him to do. Beloved, this is one of those passages of the scripture that he was with him. We have to be there too.
Encontramos realmente la grandeza de este evangelio.
Through the first chapter, we really find the greatness.
Y especialmente en los capítulos 9 y 11.
Especially in chapter 9 and 11.
Pablo nos ha servido como de guía, como un futuro.
Paul has been our guide. He has given us
para escalar el pico más alto de la montaña.
So we can climb the hilly peak. Just like when we go to the mountain. We can see all the valley below. We can see everything that's there and everything that God has
made.
So Paul has taken us from chapter 9 all the way to chapter 11, and he has shown us what's the purpose of God. The highest point, we can see the whole thing.
Y esta es una maravillosa historia que realmente nos da satisfacción en nuestros corazones.
It's a really bring happiness
for all. It's a very good thing
against the wall of the people of Israel.
Y que esta misma
obra, he's saying, you became our wall to them. Bringing hope in
eternity.
And in this way has gone. So that all the Jews, you know, the ring, those who God has chosen to prove his grace. He's also
astonished.
He's really enjoying what he has come to see.
¿Cuántos disfrutamos cuando vemos la grandeza y lo infinito y lo maravilloso de Dios?
How big, how infinite it is God.
Hermanos, no creen que es.
We don't need that place.
En la presencia de Dios es finito.
Pensemos un día en la eternidad con él. Let's think a day in eternity with him.
No va a haber nada.
It won't be nothing.
No va a haber mejor nada que el chiquito de la tierra.
Not even the greatest capital.
Vamos a estar ahí por siempre, por una eternidad.
We're going to be there for him.
Un comentario más que decir.
Don't be hearing more things.
La verdadera doctrina surge de la verdadera teología. Cuando la teología no te lleva a la doctrina y a la oración, hay un problema. ¿Hay un problema en la teología o hay un problema en el corazón del hombre? Por lo tanto, la verdadera oración y la verdadera doctrología surge de la verdadera teología.
So, theology comes from true theology.
Quiero que consideremos varias cosas que Pablo menciona aquí.
Want you to consider a few things here.
La primera es que Pablo está admirado.
First thing is Paul is astonished.
Verso 33.
Verse 33.
Lo segundo es que Pablo
Also those three rhetoric.
El significado de la pregunta retórica es que ella misma contesta la pregunta. Y por último, hay una finalidad de esta doxología.
We also see what's the purpose of this doxology.
Entonces, lo primero es que Pablo está admirado, tiene una gran admiración de la riqueza de la misericordia de Dios.
First thing is, Paul is really astonished at the greatness of the riches of God.
Cuenta la que cambió, la humanidad, la riqueza de su gloria.
This is what changed humanity, the riches of his glory.
Romanos capítulo 9, verso 23 nos dice, para hacer notoria de que la riqueza de su gloria la mostró en el caso de mi misericordia, que es que pagó de antemano para gloria.
Romans 9:23 says, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has preferred beforehand for glory.
Dios es rico,
God is rich.
Y no solamente todo el universo y todo lo que existe le pertenece a él.
He doesn't own only everything that exists.
Sino que él es rico para con la humanidad y él ha demostrado enriquecer al mundo.
He's so rich and generous with him. He has been known, so we can also be rich.
La riqueza de Dios realmente nos ha alcanzado a favor de la humanidad.
The riches of God have been in favor of humankind.
Romanos capítulo 10, verso 12 lo dice.
In process.
Porque no hay diferencia entre judíos y griegos, sino el mismo que es el Dios de todos, no es otro. Es rico para con todos los que le invocan.
For there is a distinction between Jew and Greek. And notice, for the same Lord is Lord of all.
También esta profundidad se aparece en el descenso divino, la pureza para enriquecer a muchos, el rubito de la paz para enriquecer a nosotros.
We can see also this in the invitation. When Jesus came back, he made himself poor, so we all can be rich.
2 Corintios capítulo 8 y 9 nos dice, porque ya conocéis la gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que por amor de nosotros se hizo pobre, siendo rico para que vosotros y su pobreza fuesen enriquecidos.
2 Corintios 8, 9, you know this verse, for you know the grace of Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich.
Pues en un comentario está hablando, bueno, de este mundo, final de tal es la persona más rica.
Hearing people saying, well, in this world, the richest person is such and such.
Bueno, la persona más rica de este mundo es usted y yo.
The richest people in this world, truly, are you and me.
Los creyentes somos más ricos que cualquier ser humano en esta tierra.
Second thing that Paul is admiring here, as he says, is the depth of his wisdom.
Desde esta infinita y admirable sabiduría,
in that infinite wisdom,
Dios elabora un plan de redención para salvar a los perdidos.
Creates a redemption, so he can save us.
Nunca imaginamos, ni nunca se imaginó el ser humano que Dios había preparado de una manera perfecta a su propio hijo para salvarle su estrella.
He He could not imagine how God would prepare his own son so he could save us, so he could save you.
La gracia de Dios fue planificada y terminada. De hecho, él determinó su sabiduría para avanzar en los
In his grace, it is in this, in all his wisdom, so he can reach us. The devil tried to destroy him in the dark and he couldn't do it.
Oh, el Hijo de Dios ha muerto.
He said, oh, the Son of God has died.
La muerte vencida.
Death has overcome him.
Pero él se levantó de los muertos.
Will you not be rose from the dead?
Esto es maravilloso.
This is wonderful.
Y el tercer que vemos aquí en este texto es realmente el conocimiento de Dios.
And the third thing that we see here is the knowledge of God.
Pablo está mirado por su omnisciencia.
Paul is really astonished and all the knowledge. It is wonderful to know that somebody knows everything.
Que Dios es infinito y usted y yo somos
pequeños.
Hebreo dice que antes Dios no, antes el Evangelio venía como una sombra.
Saying that before we only had like a shadow,
pero que ahora lo podemos ver como una única imagen perfecta.
He's all right, and he knows everything perfectly. There's nothing that can escape before him. Not even little
molecule.
If there was something that escaped his knowledge, then he wouldn't be God.
Y Dios y Pablo están mirados realmente de su conocimiento perfecto de todo el mundo.
Poison hope, expected knowledge, expected knowledge. Well, he's not only spiritual at this, he also says, how unsearchable are his
judgments.
Everything, his decrees, his decisions, everything that he's done is
perfect.
We can really penetrate in his
thoughts.
This means we cannot know how deep his thought from the outside. We can follow his strength. We can follow God's
strength.
In a special way, his judicial action against his son in the cross.
Van a pasar eternidades. Van a pasar eternidades y eternidades. Y ustedes digo, nunca van a entender esto.
They will pass eternities, many eternities, so that you and I will understand this.
Dios juzgó a su propio hijo en la cruz.
When a judge is on screen in it.
Dios realmente mostró toda su vida en su propio hijo para ponerle a usted y a mí.
He showed all his hand against his son on the cross, so he could spare you and me. How wonderful it is. oh Lord.
Tú pudiste destruirme y hacerme un mato en cuestión de segundos.
You can understand.
Usted es pecador. Sin embargo, que si daste su propio hijo, castigaste el pecado en el perdón y en la vida.
You can understand. You see, I'm the glorious person who ever lived.
Para el tercer libro, Cristo redimió de la maldición de la ley. Jesús redimió de la maldición de la sangre y maldito todo aquel que es juzgado según la ley.
Galatians 2:13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged in his head.
What profound is that picture of that book?
Deep is the judgment there that comes.
Es inalcanzable saber la magnitud y la profundidad de este juicio.
We can never know how deep and profound really
is. Que cayó sobre su propio hijo.
Judgment is that.
Sabe, lo único que podemos hacer,
you know, the only thing we can do
es admirarlo.
Is being,
él es un juez admirable.
He is also astonishing.
Y Pablo dice, la última frase, inescrutable tu camino.
He, Paul, ends there saying, how unknowable are his ways.
En pocas palabras, es inexplorable tu camino.
In other words, there's no way for us to work his ways.
Cuán imposible es seguir el rastro, los medios que Dios busca para poder cumplir las decisiones.
We simply cannot know the ways that he uses to show his knowledge.
Los caminos de Dios son incomprensibles, no se pueden medir ni comprender.
The ways of the Lord.
Estos caminos no tienen cabida en la mente del hombre, en la dimensión, su propósito.
It's not difficult to understand because of how big they are.
Isaías nos dice acerca de eso, 55. Capítulo
55,
dice, porque mi pensamiento no son vuestros pensamientos, ni vuestro camino, ni el camino. Dijo que como son más altos los cielos que la tierra, así son mis caminos, mis actos y mis caminos, y mis pensamientos, no que vuestros pensamientos.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Pablo está admirado.
Paul is really in awe.
Una de las maravillas es que nosotros vamos a estar admirado desde el momento que conocimos al Señor. Y vamos a estar admirados por una eternidad, amado.
So, we were not only marveled when we saw the Lord, we were going to be marveling at him for all eternity.
Y Pablo hace tres preguntas a continuación.
So, Paul makes three questions after this.
De una forma rápida, dice el verso 34 y 35.
So, we can read verse. Go back to 11:34 and 35. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counsel? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid?
La primera pregunta es, ¿quién entendió la mente del Señor?
First question is, for who has known the mind of the Lord?
Oh, capítulo 15, verso 8, nos dice,
Job 15:8.
¿Oíste tú el secreto de Dios? ¿Y está limitada a ti la sabiduría?
Have you listened in the counsel of God? And do you limit his wisdom to yourself?
¿Alguien ha asistido al consejo divino? La pregunta retórica es dice nadie.
The question here is, who has been in his divine counsel? And the answer is, nobody.
Esa es la segunda pregunta. ¿O quién fue tu consejero?
The second question, who was his counselor?
Isaías 43 te lo dice, ¿quién enseñó al Espíritu de Jehová y le aconsejó enseñándole?
Isaiah 43, verse 13 says, who has teached you?
Dios nunca tuvo necesidad de consejo.
God has no need for counsel.
Isaías 43:10 dice, que anuncia lo porvenir desde el principio y desde la antigüedad lo que aún no era hecho. Que dijo, mi consejo permanecerá y haré todo lo que yo quiero.
Holy Spirit says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my things.
Y la pregunta es, ¿nadie le puede aconsejar?
The answer is, nobody can answer me.
Yo sí necesito.
But I do need it.
Usted necesita consejo.
You also need consejo.
Y este es lo maravilloso de la palabra.
This is the wonderful of the word.
La hizo para aconsejar a tu hijo, para que viviera una vida delante de él. La tercera pregunta dice, ¿o quién le dio él primero para que le fuese recompensado?
The third question is, who has given him a gift so that will be repaid to him?
Dice en la versión de las Américas, ¿quién me ha dado algo para que yo le restituya?
It's put in the Spanish version, who has given him something, who has given something to me so that he can give it back?
¿Quién de nosotros dos, o qué ser humano le ha dado algo para que Dios pueda recompensar?
So, in reality, which one of us has given something to God that he can give something in recompense?
Porque dice, todo lo que hay bajo el cielo, mío, ¿eh?
He is the one who says, everything under heaven, it is mine.
Qué maravilloso. Pablo está maravillado en el mundo. Y termino con esto. La finalidad de esta doctrología. Pablo concluye con esta frase.
So we're going to see the end of this doxology. The conclusion of Paul in verse 36.
Porque de él y por él y para él con todas las cosas.
For him and to him. And to him are all things.
Todo cuanto existe procede de Dios.
Everything that exists came from God.
Ha sido hecho por él.
It was made by him.
Y está destinado solamente para él.
And it is destined only for him.
De nada.
It's nothing more to it.
Él lo creó.
He made everything.
Para su propia gloria.
For his own glory.
Es maravilloso nuestro Dios, ¿no es cierto?
It is wonderful our God.
Es para él, incluso una salvación.
Everything is for him, even salvation.
Él la planificó.
He was the one who planned.
Él la puso en marcha.
He wanted to set it in motion.
Envió a su hijo.
He sent his son.
El hijo muere, cumple la voluntad del Padre.
Son dies, he fulfills the will of the Father.
Y nos trae vida eterna a todos los que estamos haciendo.
He gave eternal to all of us who are rich.
Pero todos los millones de personas que dicen que tenemos un hijo.
Don't be the people. Through his son. It is for his glory.
Pablo, finalmente, a él sea la gloria, el signo. Amén.
Envy the glory.
The glory of the dark. Al pierde de esta doctrología, escriba esto. Alta la gloria.
It's the logical thing that he would explain to you. To him be glorious.
Déjeme concluir con este himno. ¿A quién escribió este himno?
This hymn that somebody wrote.
Estaría que lo escuchen.
Would like to listen to.
Por la letra que escribió su hermano. Dice, ¿quién formó las olas al mar?
Who made the waves when he spoke?
¿Quién contó la arena en el mar?
Who counted the sand on the seas?
Rey, pueblo, tiemblan a su voz.
People, kings, people tremble before his voice.
La creación le rinde adoración.
All creation bows in adoration.
Contempla Dios.
Worship God.
En tu trono está.
He's in his throne.
Vení y adorarle.
Come and worship him.
Contempla al Rey.
Look at the King.
Nadie es como él.
It's nobody like him.
Vení, adorémosle.
Let's come and worship him.
¿Quién le dio consejo al Señor?
Who gave counsel to the Lord?
¿Quién cuestiona lo que él habló?
Who questioned what he says?
¿Quién al sabio Dios puede enseñar?
Who can teach our wise God?
¿Quién comprende su gran majestad?
Who can understand his great majesty?
¿Quién sufrió los clavos del dolor?
Who suffered the nails?
¿Quién llevó el mal del pecador?
Who took the sinner sins?
Jesucristo humilde al perecer.
Jesus Christ, humble.
Ha triunfado y reina con poder.
His victor and he reigns. Let's pray.
Padre, esta mañana.
Father, this evening.
Te damos las gracias.
We give you thanks.
Porque al estar desde esta perspectiva de la doxología,
when we see this doxology,
nos regocijamos,
we really rejoice,
y nos gloriamos,
and we glory,
porque no hay un Dios como tú,
because there's no only God for you.
Gracias porque nos alcanzaste.
Thank you that you reached to us.
Hombres viles,
we were vile men.
Pero que ahora podemos ver tu grandeza y tu poder.
Now we can see your greatness.
Te adoramos.
We worship you.
Tú eres digno.
Was your Lord.
Digno.
Lord.
Digno de toda honra.
Lord, very much.
Bendito eres por los siglos de los siglos.
Let's be forever.
Amen.